This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I got not, and they have not done that.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But it doesn't change the fact that they were, in fact, conducting surveillance, DOJ and FBI, of the president's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, during the campaign.
Okay, that's not really disputed. That is not a fact, and it's irresponsible for you to say that that's a fact. There are allegations, there are news reports out there, but that is not a fact.
So you believe that
true?
You believe that to be untrue?
Tucker, I sit on the Intelligence Committee, so I probably know more than perhaps about this
well,
different people on the planet. And there is absolutely no evidence to suggest that that is the case. Now, that, of course, is part of the investigation just begun.
So you're saying that everything that we have read, these FISA requests, the three, two denied, one approved, all the reports that Manafort and two other associates of Donald Trump were under surveillance, that's all false? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that the report, and when you say lots of outlets, you're talking about The Guardian and The New York Times.
And the BBC, yes.
And none of this stuff has been confirmed. We don't know where it came from. As you know, who is being monitored pursuant to FISA warrants is a highly classified thing. And further, as you know, you used the word spying. You know,
I don't quite know what that means. I'll tell you
No. Oh, okay. So that's what police do when they're listening in on drug dealers and child
molesters?
That's
right. It's spying.
No.
And sometimes it's justified and sometimes it isn't. But let's call it what it is.
Spying is when we go to Russia and try to recruit Russian generals to give us Russian secrets.
Okay.
When law enforcement is listening to anybody, that is law enforcement.
Okay. It's law enforcement. In a lot of cases, it's legitimate. In most cases, it's legal. But it's still spying. This is a pointless semantic argument. I want to get to the core. Are U.S. intelligence agencies listening in on American citizens connected to the Trump campaign or the administration without their knowledge? You can call it whatever you want, but there seems to be...
No, U.S. intelligence agencies do not do that. The FBI may listen in on conversations that Americans are having if a federal judge has been convinced that there is probable cause to award a warrant.
See, so this
it's
is
that
why
piece
people
of it,
don't...
that probable cause that makes it not spying.
Okay, but this is why people lose trust in government. You're playing word games with me.
And, you know, what Tucker Carlson, and I appreciate his frustration, and I got to tell you, he's doing such a great job. And, again, the way, whether in this particular case, he's talking with the Democrat from Connecticut, Jim Himes, regarding this wiretapping. And this is the problem, Scott. We're all into semantics and word games. Well, you didn't say exactly this, and I've got plausible deniability by going in this. You know, like what? We're all attorneys? I mean, all we want to know are the facts, right? We don't need to go down this each of these rabbit trails to make sure that every dot is punctuated, every T crossed, so that we can get the right answer or get an honest answer. Is that possible?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Clapper made some statements the other day. It's like, wait a minute, you've got newspapers reporting this. What President Obama set up in terms of landmines, you and I have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, that President Obama set up some landmines on his way out the door. And, you know, it's like President Trump, he needs specialists to come in, debug the place, go in and do an absolute cleansing of the White House. What do you think?
Need to do something.
I mean, every time you turn around, he's running into something here. And now we're talking about the former president bugging Trump headquarters and then setting up a situation to where all the agencies were heretofore, they weren't allowed to do that. But now, you know, a couple of weeks before he's out the door, he sets it up so all these agencies can just pass around information, and now it makes it near impossible to figure out who's leaking the stuff. Well, the drama continues. It's no wonder you're frustrated, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the club. This is Bill Martinez live at just about 5 after.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, and take a note of the email address, okay? Because right now, we got things to give away. So when you drop me a line, say, hey, you want to be in the running, we've got 2 free tickets to the movie The Shack, which was number 3 at the box office this past weekend. The soundtrack, a home study guide, Bible study guide, which is really terrific, and your very own copy of the book, which has already sold like 22 million plus copies. So nice little package here. All you got to do, just tell me, Bill, put me in the running. I want to be in the hopper for it. Make sure you include your address, and we'll ship it out to you right away. But get that email in right away, because we've got to pull out the names in the next couple of days here. Also, programming note, no doubt wiretapping, big issue. Luke Adler coming up in just a moment, author of the new book, Chasing Bandits. And we're going to talk to him in just a moment about that. Also, the president's new executive order. But also, last night, it was published. They put it on the website. Republicans, the president, put out their ideas and what they're looking at in terms of repealing and replacing Obamacare. And we've got 2 of the best experts, Betsy McCoy, of course, that you know, former lieutenant governor of New York, patient advocate. She is, she actually read the law, and her brain didn't explode. I don't know how she did it, because it's incredible. All the, almost 3,000 pages, and there's voluminous. I mean, like over 40,000 pages of regulations. I mean, it keeps growing. Absolutely disgusting. But anyway, she's going to break down what she sees in terms of this new offering from the Republicans. And the challenges that it will have. And Dr. Alita Eck, of course, doctor herself that has done some great things in the Northeast, her and her team and her husband along with them, just a brilliant, and she's commented many times on this. So we're going to have some great input on that, and that'll be coming up in the 3rd hour today. So stay with us, and for some reason, if you break away, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. It'll be right there. Well, good to have Luke Adler back with us. Adler, of course, a retired U.S. Deputy Marshal. You heard me brag about him many times. During his career, he's been involved in the apprehension of several USMS top 15 most wanted fugitive and major cases. He's made over 3,000 felony arrests and has supervised, organized, and provided protection for federal judges and international dignitaries. He is a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. So we love Luke Adler even all the more. Luke, how you doing, buddy?
Good to be with you, Bill. Semper Fi.
Always Semper Fi. Always great to have you with us, Luke. Hey, Luke, before we get into, you know, what's going on with the president's new executive order, I want your read on, you know, all this stuff that's flying around. It seems like President Obama left some traps as he was heading out the door, and he's just doing everything he can to confound the Trump administration. He's just not going away easy here.
Well, that's right. It seems to be obstructionist. And now this latest thing we're hearing that they actually used the FISA courts to wiretap. I mean, that's just outrageous. And they need to drill down on that and find out exactly what the deal was on that.
What can we, you know, what can we really find out about that, Luke? Well, what's discernible for us? I mean, because so much of this stuff happens, you know, when it comes to the FISA court, it happens in the dark room. It adds more credence to this deep state and shadow government that goes on. What can we, the people, get to know about that?
Well, one of the things people need to educate themselves on what that is exactly. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And it's a useful tool, mm-hmm. but it's supposed to be used to listen to spies
right.
that come into the United States.
Yeah.
That kind
we're, of we're talking foreigners here, not citizens, right?
Right, right, exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So when you use that, you know, to go after or to listen to people, especially in the political arena, I mean, you're talking, that's what North Korea does, or that's what China does. The United States shouldn't be involved in that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing fascism thrown around like crazy, and this is rather fascist, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and Ron Reagan warned us about that, and he
right.
said fascism will arise in the wearing the cape of liberalism,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what we're seeing nowadays. Mm-hmm. And you've got the brown shirts. Who are the anarchists out there in the former administration that supported that nonsense? That is scary stuff.
Well, we are, I mean, at every turn, like you say, you've got the brown shirts. I mean, in this case, they're with black hoodies or black mask on. They've
exactly.
invaded the campuses, doing everything they can to, impede our ability to free speech. I mean, what these, it is amazing to me. Charles Murray the other day trying to talk to a college guy. I'm thinking, Charles Murray, this guy's got so many golden nuggets that he has forgotten about that he could share with these kids, and these kids block him out? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they don't want to hear free speech.
And when I'm talking about golden nuggets, I'm talking about things that are going to help their life. Luke, you and I mean, we would die to be around people like this that have so much intelligence that we could just pick up a nugget or two that's going to help us in our life journey, right?
I mean, amen.
And so here's these kids denying this. I'm going, oh, my God. You know, what are they thinking?
Yeah, I think Senator McCarthy warned us about some of these things that we're seeing come to fruition.
Well, I thought that Mark Levin, we're going to play that soundbite a little bit later on in the show, did a great job in laying out this whole issue of this wiretapping, because it is amazing how between the media and now you've got 16, 17 sources that have the information, leaks are abounding. I mean, Donald Trump's got to feel like that cartoon plumber, you know, that's got his toe over here way out to the right, stretched out trying to, you know, block up one leak. His left hand is, you know, index finger on the other one, and he's got something else sprouting right in the middle of his forehead. It's just incredible what has happened here to our government. And, dare I say, the nerve of the media to try to blame Trump for something that he, you know, like he said, and I thought, and I go, I hope people are listening here. He said, you know, I got to be honest with you. We inherited a mess. It's a mess. It was a mess.
It really is, but he's gone to work from day one. I dare say that he's going to be more effective than Ron Reagan was. I mean, I'm a huge Reagan guy.
Yes, I am.
But he's gone to work from day one, and he's done everything that he said he would do. He started working on, and the left hates it. And the old TASS news agency, the old Soviet apparatus,
yes,
that is the media, you know, the mainstream media here in the United States hates him for it also. And part of the thing is they keep throwing darts and throwing rocks at him, trying to distract him. So he's got to deal with that, yet he's getting work done.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting things accomplished, and he's taking care of business. And he needs to maintain that course and try and not get caught up in a lot of these distractions that the media is trying to lay out there for him. And one of the worst, one of the most significant dangers he faces, or the country faces, are these career bureaucrats that are fighting it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he knew it wasn't going to be a picnic going in, but I think he's realizing just how deep and entrenched they are. I mean, we've got decades of bureaucrats here, Luke, and it's like one day you decide, hey, I've gained a little bit of weight here. It doesn't come off overnight, and in this particular case, we've got a lot of bureaucratic weight in the system, don't we?
Oh, tons. And that's, yeah, he needs to identify that and get rid of that.
Yeah. Well, he needs to get his people seated, get his cabinet fully entrenched, and get all the other people, some other, like, 500 jobs still waiting to be filled. And thank you very much. The obstructionist Democrats are not helping the process so that we can get this government going to figure out, hey, have we really made the right choice? Can we really make America great again and get on track? Luke Adler is with us. More from Luke on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-919-0432 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-919-0432. That's 800-919-0432. Again, 800-919-0432.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour conversation with Luke Adler continues, former U.S. Marshal and author of the brand new book, Chasing Bandits. Luke, before we get into the president's EO 2.0, regarding the refugee restrictions, I guess, or refugee ban, however they want to call it. I guess they're trying to be politically correct. I mean, the system just forces you into, you know, kind of blunting the obvious. But anyway, I don't want to blunt the obvious on Chasing Bandits. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's a good, fun, quick, easy read. Hopefully it's informative and very entertaining about bandits I chase. That's the absolutely best job in the world, chasing bandits.
Really?
Making the community safe, yes. Yes, indeed.
So good fun for you. I mean, well, this is just the way you were wired. I mean, it's your giftings, your talents, your investigative nature, your nose and instincts for these guys, and some great stories that you have to share with us. I'm going to give you a couple more minutes here. Give us one of your favorites.
You know what? That is talent on loan from God. I will say that. Just like Brush would say.
Right.
I'd love to chase these guys. Santa Claus. I am, in fact, the guy that arrested Santa Claus here in St. Louis years ago. And we chased this guy, about a 65-year-old fellow who used methamphetamine to control people.
Wow.
And a dangerous guy, bad guy, he would fly out to the left coast and get kilos of methamphetamine at the time. This is back in the 90s, which it was just an incredible amount of drugs. He'd bring them back here to the Midwest and distribute them. No one paid any attention to him because he looked just exactly like Santa Claus.
Wow.
But a very dangerous guy, had some people killed. It's an interesting story, interesting read for the readers. And it was just good, solid teamwork by law enforcement and the Marshals Service especially. And a good friend of mine out in San Diego, I had sent him some information on payphones that this guy would use during some of his conversations with people that we had back here. Mm-hmm. And that's what resulted in the guy's arrest. It was a good story.
Well, Luke,
he sent me he signed my wanted poster that we had for him.
He signed your wanted poster?
He wanted, He said, ho, ho, ho from Santa Claus. And then he sent me a Christmas card from prison.
Oh, wow. Well, he's got a sense of humor, as weird as it may be, right? Well, I got to imagine, Luke, as you look back over your career, you know, then versus now, some of the things that you wouldn't be able to do, all in the name of political correctness and some of these new laws that have inhibited, you know, just good old police work.
It is, right. Good old police work.
You know,
that's exactly right.
Well, let's talk, you know, for you as a retired U.S. Deputy Marshal, you and I have talked about this before at length about refugees who come in that do not come with an intent to serve us well. I mean, there's always that question, even in the old movies. I remember as kids growing up, are you friend or foe, you know? And for some reason, we can't seem to ask that question or be too much concerned about the answer, especially with this last administration, which is, hey, just bring the refugees in. And here we are transplanting them, bring them into the country. They're not necessarily here to, to inculcate and to, well, not necessarily inculcate, but to, what's the word I'm looking for?
Assimilate.
Yes, perfect. Right? Yeah, they're not looking to assimilate. I mean, they want to set up, you know, like in some communities around this country, we got, you know, their own enclaves, their own no-go zones, so to speak, that they're covering even they say the heck with, in some cases, the heck with the law, you know, Sharia law is what we practice here in this zip code. And,
right, the balkanization of the United States.
Exactly.
We can't accept that.
Yeah. And so now, here it is, Donald Trump comes in and goes, he says extreme vetting. Now, that bothered me only as much as, Luke, I'm saying, why do we get to the extreme? You know, you say extreme, it makes people wiggy. How about just vetting? How about just, which means just follow the law, right?
Right. And to be able to look into someone's background.
Right.
Their makeup, their DNA, if you would, their theology and their political ideology. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people who are coming from a geographical area that's on fire, and there is, you know, war going on, and they're trying to import or export that war and bring that here to our nation.
How do they think that war is not going to come, Luke? How do they think that those characteristics, those experiences, somehow are going to be dissipated as they travel across the Atlantic?
Well, that's right. And we see, even before that, when they're hitting Europe, You know, like the Paris attacks.
Right.
Those guys came through Turkey into Greece and up about 3,000 miles, end up in Paris, mm-hmm. armed to the hilt when they get there. So that's a huge infrastructure that's waiting for them and that's targeting them. Same thing's going on here. So it's just a matter of time. And we've already been hit how many times? And we've been hit by people that we brought in as refugees that we had no idea about their ideology. And that's what President Trump has said. Hey, you know what? Job number one is keep the nation safe. So we're going to put some safeguards out there and we're going to stop this open door policy on refugees. And we're also going to close the illegal immigration flood planes that are happening, that people are flooding into the United States. So he's doing everything right. The only thing I would say, one caveat to that, to add to it, and I hope his folks are listening, the immigration system is predominantly an administrative system. What he should issue, my opinion, my humble opinion, he should issue an executive order that says, hey, you know what, everyone within DOJ that's out there, the marshals, the FBI, whatever, these task forces, special deputy U.S. marshals, when you're out there and you come into contact with illegal aliens, someone who is illegally present in the United States, jump over the immigration system and come directly to the judicial system,
right?
In front of a magistrate judge.
Exactly.
Now it's a judicial, it's a criminal issue, and it's a much faster, quicker issue. And those judges, magistrate judges, are about 500 and roughly 525 thereabouts in the United States, who can address that at a misdemeanor level on these folks that are just here illegally, find them, make them pay for their own incarceration, because that's costing us about $5 million a day,
right,
to incarcerate illegal aliens here in the United States. And then the judges could order them deported and send them back. That's now you have an actual deportation, whereas the administrative system, we keep hearing it just catch and release, and these people come back multiple times without any repercussions, and we're not taking out the financial incentive for them to come here illegally.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Luke. That makes a lot of sense. And in terms of expediting the process, because we already know there's been a couple of spokespeople for these undocumented workers telling them to just flood the system. You know,
that's exactly right.
Right?
Right.
And of course, that's exactly what's happening right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The financial incentive.
Yeah.
But why not come here?
Well, people do that which they get rewarded for, right? That's the old basic axiom of our humanity. And at this point, you know, they will also be deterred if the consequences are leveled and the law. And why not? I mean, we have laws in place. Execute those laws. But they have taken advantage, and we've done a poor job in managing our own immigration policy here.
We really have, and it's been by design, especially from the left.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to say that, hey, someone comes in here, they receive all these rights, and there is no liability. There is no criminal liability, no civil liability. And so they come here, and I, you know, personally, I've arrested any number of illegal aliens who I have, in fact, prosecuted when I've been allowed to prosecute them. But I've had, you know, prosecutors or U.S. attorneys that tell me, hey, look, you're trying to swat flies with a sledgehammer. I'm not going to do it. And that's just crazy. That's what created this monster, and we have to deal with it.
Well, the whole system has promoted it, Luke, to your point. I mean, we had an extensive discussion with Megan Barker a couple of weeks ago about the I-10 scandal. And this is amazing. I mean, we've been rewarding people to break the law, and then we wonder why we have more of it. It's incredible. Go figure. Call it insanity. It's the life we live in. No wonder we need to get this country back on track. Luke Adler, author of the book Chasing Bandits, on Bill Martinez Law. Thank you, Luke.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a
free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Our guest, Chris Versace. Some say Versace, but hey, it's Versace because he's so European all of a sudden. What'd you do? You get some new European loafers all of a sudden? You say, now you've gone European on me?
No, Bill. No, I've simply embraced my Italian heritage like all my cousins and extended family.
Well, good, because I love that. Because, you know, I said, somebody had said Versace. I said, no, that's not it. You know, that's like somebody saying, hey, Martinez, you know, and you get people still Martinez. And,
see, and, you know, the only person who gets more irate about it than me is my partner, Lenore Hawkins, because.
Oh, really?
She splits her time between the States and Italy in Genoa. So when she hears Versace, she spends like 70% of her time there. She just rolls her eyes and she goes, "What is wrong with people?" So.
Well, you know, it's whatever. We go on forever, but enough.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Chris is the Chief Information Officer for the Thematica Group and Assistant Professor at New Jersey City University, also columnist for Business Insider, Forbes, and TheStreet.com. Hey, let's talk about, you know, we get so many hot potatoes that we're dealing with right now.
Sure.
Let's pick one. How about tax reform, okay? We haven't talked much about that.
Okay. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about it. What are we going to do? I mean, this is a big item, you know, for Donald Trump and, you know, what he needs to, and of course, this window of opportunity is closing. Democrats are doing everything they can to slow down this Trump train that is rolling down the tracks here. And, you know, this is Johnny Cash all over again. You just hear that rumbling beat of the train just coming at you. And it's exciting. But, you know, here he is. I mean, we got presented last night, you know, an idea for Obamacare, repealing, replacing it. And I think they got to, as soon as possible, be so proud about the program that they really make sure the new name of this healthcare system comes out in Obamacare, as one congressman said, is Obama gone. You know, so that needs to be placed where it needs to be placed.
Yeah.
You know, we've got immigration policy starting to be enacted. That's encouraging. Mm-hmm. You know, other things in terms of making it, you know, real exciting for business and opportunities. And I think these young kids that have been out there saying, hey, look, I just want a job. When you have one in five Americans, you know, in each household not working today.
Oh, that's right.
You know, but there's a lot of hope there. But we got to get all this obstruction out of the way. Okay.
You're absolutely right there that there is, you know, there is a lot of hope. And the biggest risk that I see, is time, because, you know, over time, if hope does not translate into action, hope fades. So that's obviously a concern, but you're right there. You know, if we step back and we think about Trump's, Make America Great Again, or what he said the other night when he spoke to the joint session of Congress, you know, my job is to look out for the United States. Excuse me, the United States of America, not necessarily the whole world. I'm paraphrasing here, of course.
No, right.
The question is, how is he going to do that? How are we going to get people back to work? Not just working, and the difference I mean there is, you know, over the last 8 years, you know, we've seen the unemployment rate supposedly fall, which we know is hogwash.
I'm glad you said supposedly.
Well, I say that because, you know, you can't tell me the unemployment rate is falling to, you know, 4.8%. And if we look at over payroll to population, it's around 45% upside down. And we look at labor force participation ratio, it hasn't budged. It tells you there's something wonky in the Labor Department math.
Well,
I think part
of
it speaks to the fact that a job is a job is a job, according to the Labor Department, which means if I have two part-time jobs, I have two jobs.
Right.
Not one job,
yes.
Two jobs.
Yeah.
And we all know that people can't really survive on two part-time jobs. It just, you know, the math just doesn't work. The benefits aren't there, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So how do we do this? Well, one aspect of it is, as you alluded to in your question, is we need to address tax reform. Now, there's two angles to this. Okay? There's corporate tax reform. There's personal tax reform. On the corporate side, over the last few years, we have seen a number of companies flee the United States for lower tax havens. We've seen, you know, some of our, you know, shining stars in corporate America, Apple, Google, Facebook, you name them. They are hoarding all sorts of cash, gobs and gobs of cash outside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the taxes they'd have to pay if they brought it back in the U.S. So the corporate tax rate, you know, hovering around 35%, you know, for U.S. companies is one of the highest in the world. It's not the highest, but it's one.
Yeah, it's up there, no doubt.
Yeah. So what we need to do is to overhaul that. You know, again, we'll see where the math works out, 20-25%, something like that. So we can be on a more competitive playing field, so we A, don't lose more U.S. companies to outside countries, and B, potentially attract foreign companies into the United States. And the goal of this, of course, is two things. One, either keep or create jobs here in the United States and make them good paying jobs, not more jobs of working at restaurants, working at bars, working at hotels in the service industry. We need quality jobs. So that's the first part on corporate tax reform. I think people can get behind that. I think they see the economic benefits to that. The other side, and this is kind of a stickier wicket, is personal tax reform. You know, I'm all for people having more control over their financial destiny. I look at how the government spends money, and I, you know, even though, you know, given my day job is to look at the economy and the financial markets and stuff, I still struggle to see how the government, you know, pays for what it does. Pays the prices that it does for what it gets. One way to rephrase.
Well, that's why it's good in one point to have Trump there, because Trump says it's negotiable. I mean, you know, the government,
yeah.
The bureaucracy hasn't heard that term negotiable in how many decades?
Well,
it is total foreign.
Let me
he goes,
let me go
they go, hey, that must be a Russian term. I guarantee you that's a Russian term.
Yeah. Well, let me give you another term that they're not familiar with, which is spending cuts. And I say that because whenever we hear anybody in the government, I don't care if it's, you know, federal, state, local, when they talk about spending cuts, 9 times out of 10, maybe higher, they're talking about cutting the future growth rate of spending. not actually cutting the actual dollars spent. So for a number of reasons, I think that Trump is going to be a breath of fresh air in there. He's, you know, he's hopefully he won't be a bull in a china shop, right? He'll be a little more tactful and delicate, if you will.
But Chris, by comparison, he is. I mean, what are they used to? They're always, just like to your point, they're used to getting a yes. Spend the money. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We'll pay for it down the road. Kick the can down the road. And now you got a knucklehead who thinks like most of us do, you know, because we sit around our dining tables going, hey, honey, we got to cut back 10%. You know, this is what's
exactly
going on.
Right.
And we do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you sit there. You know how much is coming in. You know how, you know, maybe you can float. Maybe you can run your debt up past a certain point. You know, if you're not careful, you're dead in the water. And he sees
right.
this. I mean, the man has run a business. Anybody who runs a business understands, you know, making payroll, making sure you have enough to pay all your insurances and things that you need to do. And, you know, like anybody else who's run a business, I'm sure at some point in his career, Trump is sitting there laying in bed at night, staring at the ceiling, going, good God, how am I going to make this work?
Well, that's why he said it's a mess. Did you see him the other day when he said, I got to tell you, we've inherited a mess. I mean, that look on his face is exactly what his look on his face at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling.
Oh,
dials,
yeah.
Just as you said.
But the nice thing was, and I don't know if you've noticed this, right? Like right after he was inaugurated, he went right to work.
Yes.
He's not fooling around.
No.
You know, he knows what we need to do. He knows we have a certain time window to get it done. And they're going to press forward. And I think, you know, we're starting to see the things line up. You know, you mentioned what they dropped last night. We're starting to see, you know, initial foray into immigration is getting, you know, tweaked and overhauled a little bit. That's a good thing. Hopefully before too long, we will see a comprehensive and holistic view on tax reform. And I say that because as much as we want to put more money in corporations' pockets so they can invest in the country, invest in new products, invest in R&D to create more jobs, and we want more money in people's pockets, we still have, you know, a bunch of things that we need to fix. Trump's aware of this. Everything from updating our infrastructure that has a D-plus rating according to the American Society of Civil Engineers to rebuilding our military to contending with our aging population. And
well, Chris, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Always good talking to you. Look forward to having you back. Chris Versace, the real one, okay, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime. Die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
With us to, she's featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. She scours the internet for all these great stories that give us hope in humanity after being absolutely inundated with this insanity in our government. Sam, we need you, honey.
Well, I'm happy to be here and tell it. You know, it's the highlight of my week to go through and find all these wonderful stories because, like you said, you get inundated with bad news and, you know, stressful news and crazy things going on in the government. And it's just wonderful to kind of have a break from that and just like a little oasis.
Exactly. And then you get a lift. You get a lift from a young kid like this 6-year-old who says, forget the birthday gifts. I want to feed the homeless instead, huh?
Can you imagine having a 6-year-old child that chooses, this was her own choice. Her mom said that she thought she was joking whenever she first said it, but her Armani crew who lives in Chicago, whenever her mom asked what she wanted for her birthday, she said, I want to do something nice for people. I want to feed them.
Her husband better make sure he has his act together because this girl is something special, huh?
That's right. She deserves the best. And, she was saying it's nice to be nice. And obviously she's being raised by really wonderful parents. And it's just impressive to see something like that. You know, they had fried chicken and ribs. And her mom said basically what they would do at home is what they did for people that were homeless out on the streets. And they also had little bags for them to carry away.
Oh, wow.
With full of items that they would need. And actually, Armani ended up getting donations, and they're going to put that towards charity, too. Mm-hmm.
Did they invite all the homeless to their home, or did they go to a park and feed them, or what did they do?
She said that they went over on one of the streets in Chicago, and
in Chicago.
They set up the tables, and her family, that's right, and her family and friends came out, and they just had it set up, and it was for the homeless, and people just came out all day, and, you know, people just seemed really impressed with her, too. And, I mean, my goodness, at 6 years old, to be thinking so much about other people, you know, I mean, I can't imagine me at 6 years old. I think if my mom asked me if I wanted anything, I probably would have thought bike. You know, you try to be a generous person, but
yeah, exactly.
It's your birthday. You usually think of what you want for yourself, but this little girl didn't. And,
yeah.
You know,
and all the other 6 year olds across the country going, thanks a lot. Made us look bad.
I know. Well, 6 year olds talking about maybe 31, 32.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to rethink my birthday gift for this year. I love the idea.
Wow. She really raised the bar, the 6 year old. You got to love her. And of course, what was this past weekend in Chicago? Speaking of which, maybe because everybody went to her birthday party or something here. There wasn't one murder in Chicago. This is like an anomaly for the first time in whatever. So we got some good news coming out of Chicago, and who knows, maybe the six-year-old is helping Chicagoans turn the corner here. Now the next one, we got the yang here. Now 99-year-old gets arrested, knocks item off her bucket. Well, she had this on her bucket list to get arrested.
Isn't that amazing? This is a woman. Her name's Annie. She's almost 100 years old. And she lives in the Netherlands, and she had always wanted to be experiencing the police cell from the inside. So when you first hear there's a 99-year-old woman who's never committed a crime that's going to be arrested, you're wondering why there's not protests. Mm-hmm. This is on her bucket list. And police says she looked like she was just thrilled. She's grinning from ear to ear. It's all over the internet. If you have the chance to check it out, you know, it's a very unusual thing. I'm sure she wanted to experience the inside of a jail cell, but not quite bad enough to commit a crime all these years.
Right. You're 99 years old. What kind of crime can you commit? I mean, you
know.
Did they give her some commemorative handcuffs there from Tiffany's or something?
I think she just got the picture like from inside the police cell. You know, it wasn't just being arrested. She wanted to be inside the cell and see what it was like.
Wow.
So she looks like a kid in a candy store. It's really awesome to see.
To be in jail. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Hey, people are having some simple wishes here. I like that people
Hey, when you're 99 and you got that last one to, you know, check off your bucket list, I guess that's what you do.
I would love to know what her other items were.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if she's up for this kind of fun, that's great. Now, speaking of another young one, we got a 5-year-old, Edith Fuller, the youngest ever to win a 5-year-old winning a regional spelling bee. Are you kidding me?
That's right. One of the headlines I read says she was A-M-A-Z-I-N-G. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, Edith Fuller, her mom noticed that she was really good at spelling last summer, actually. So she's only 4 years old and she spelled restaurant correctly.
Right.
And, so Edith Fuller ends up representing a homeschool division in her spelling bee and being the youngest to ever compete in the National Scripps Spelling Bee. She competed against people, the age range was from 5 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
So she won out against 50 other people to get this regional spelling bee championship. And, you know, the word that she actually spelled for the win was Janana. I had never heard of it. It's
Janana?
Indian, yes, Janana. J-N-A-N-A.
I think Paul Simon sings that in one of his Graceland CDs, I think, or something. Danana?
Well, you know, he just might. I had to look it up. It's knowledge acquired through meditation. It's an Indian philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there thinking, where did this 5-year-old ever have the chance to learn this word? She also spelled words like lieutenant, colloquial, chauvinism. She spelled them all correctly at 5 years old. So,
five years old. Oh, wow.
5 years old. So,
could you imagine being
mom,
a parent of a 5-year old that's more? I mean, the responsibility, you know, that you would have for a 5-year old that would be that smart. And I know
absolutely.
The rest of the parents are going, by comparison, I'm grateful my kid is dumb. I wouldn't know that you had a 5-year old this smart. Oh my gosh.
Well, you can tell that her mom really works with her. Like, she's homeschooled. And I've noticed a lot of times when parents are able, you know, if a parent really has a knack and, a child is really intelligent, children who are homeschooled can really excel.
Oh, without a doubt.
Faster.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have a full-time devotion of somebody who loves them. And if they're knowledgeable, I mean, it's amazing. The sky's the limit. So
yeah, one-on-one training. One-on-one training. And I'm sure, you know, the regular, you know, the everyday teachers who work their tails off with 25, 30 kids in a classroom,
right.
You know, would absolutely envy some one-on-one time like this, because this is the beauty of homeschooling and why it's become such a positive alternative. is that if you, you know, you have a parent that is gifted to teach, wants to teach,
right,
and does this, I mean, wow, here's the fruit of her labor and the natural giftings of this young five-year-old, Edith Fuller. Wow, congratulations. Danana,
absolutely,
the winner, huh? Wow, we've got to remember that. I'm not even going to ask you how to spell it because you'll start showing off. I like this next story. Jimmy Buffett, it's only fitting, opening Margaritaville retirement communities for seniors who like to party. I mean, hey, maybe our 99-year-old wants to go to Margaritaville there in retirement community.
I absolutely agree with you. And you know what? When I saw this, I thought, what an awesome story. Because a lot of people, when you think of retirement communities, I mean, I've actually been to one that my aunt went to that I thought was pretty cool. I was like, you know, I don't think I'm quite old enough to live here yet, but I would love to. They had Wii and they had all different kinds of, you know, events going on all the time. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy Buffett is opening a Margaritaville down in Daytona. And they just announced that... Yeah, that's right. Down in Daytona, Florida, they're going to open multiple Margaritavilles, but the first one's in Daytona. And it's, they just announced it 2 weeks ago. They've already had 10,000 applicants submit their applications.
Does everybody, you know, that comes in and gets a place there to stay, gets a parrot? It's accompanied with a parrot, too?
That would be awesome. I think I'm going to have to go
hear all these screeching parrots all over the place. You know, shut that bird up. Well, they have him. They half them can't hear him anyway, you know, so it doesn't matter, right?
That's right.
Oh, how much fun.
Who wouldn't love to live in Margaritaville full time? I imagine it getting a little crazy. I'm kind of hoping to lower the age limit so I could go soon, so I can go stay there sooner.
Yeah, well, you go there, you know, that's my goal. That's on my bucket list to see how many, you know, retirement homes I can get kicked out of. I've gotten kicked out of a couple.
It's all a ploy just to get the grandkids to come.
Is that what it is? Yeah, you get the grandkids to come, so that way they can fix your all your electronic devices, right?
That's right. Well, not me. I couldn't fix my grandparents' electronic devices, but that's what I got my husband for, because I kind of messed them up just by going nearby.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I have that knack.
Oh, well, you know, well, that's... You know, you've got lots of knacks, you know, so that's good. At least you have one. There's some people have no knacks. They're knackless. And it's a sad story. They won't make the, you know, they won't make the good news girl stories. But, you know, but hey, you got to notice. I mean, because if you don't, without having, you know, people that don't have knacks, you can't really appreciate the people who have knacks. I'm getting deep here because you sent me to Margaritaville. All right. Last story. This is incredible. I mean, this just goes to show you, you know, what people will do when they're outside of themselves. I mean, here's a guy. He doesn't know how to swim. There's a boy who's drowning. What does he do? You know, and hey, so what? I can't swim. I'm in. So he jumps in to save the boy, right?
That's right. And in New Jersey hotel, Randolph Tejada Perez saw that a little boy was drowning in the pool. He himself didn't know how to swim, and without thinking about himself, he jumped in and made sure, it took him several times of going out, but he got him, and they're calling him a hero, which he absolutely is.
You imagine, you're going in there, you're jumping, I don't know how to swim, but your instincts take over to save this little boy's life more than your fear and what it is that you don't know, but I'm sure he found a way to, you know, paddle to the side somehow, right, figure out and goes, hey, I can't swim. I'm not a great swimmer, but I can make it happen. And along the way, he saved this young boy's life. What a great story. Well, congratulations. And Sam, thank you so much for sharing these with us. We really appreciate it. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Thank you, Sam.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products of Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever...